From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Controversy swirls as the U.S. president fires the director of the FBI. In a move that stunned the Washington political world, U.S. President Donald Trump has fired James Comey from his post as director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The president told Comey in a blunt letter Tuesday that Comey is not able to effectively lead the bureau. Jeff Custer has more from Washington.
Trump said he based his decision on letters written by Attorney General Jeff Sessions and his staff, calling for Comey to be fired over his handling of the investigation into former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's emails. But Democratic lawmakers, led by Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, alleged that Comey was fired in an effort to derail the Bureau's investigation of alleged ties between Russia and members of Trump's presidential campaign.
We know the House is investigating Russian interference in our elections that benefited the Trump campaign. We know the Senate is investigating. We know the FBI has been looking into whether the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians, a very serious offense. Were these investigations getting too close to home for the president?
Schumer called for the Justice Department to appoint a special prosecutor to continue the investigation. Some Republican lawmakers also expressed their dismay at Comey's firing. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
It is not clear why Trump took the action now concerning events that occurred months before he won last November's presidential election. A Republican member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Lindsey Graham, said, given the recent controversy surrounding the director, I believe a fresh start will serve the FBI and the nation well. This is VOA News. Moon Jae-in was sworn in as president of South Korea Wednesday, just one day after winning the presidential election by the widest margin in that country's history. As Brian Patton in Seoul reports, he promised to heal divisions at home and abroad.
Moon won 41% of the electorate, while his closest competitor, conservative Liberty Korea Party candidate Hong Joon-pyo, won just 24%. On dealing with the North Korean nuclear threat, the former human rights lawyer said he is prepared to lead a diplomatic effort to peacefully resolve the increasingly tense security situation.
If needed, I will fly directly to Washington. I will go to Beijing and Tokyo. And if conditions are met, I will go to Pyongyang.
The South Korean president supports the U.S. alliance but wants to increase dialogue and engagement with North Korea. Critics say Moon's good cop approach would undermine U.S. President Donald Trump's bad cop emphasis on military deterrence and sanctions. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.
The U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is welcoming Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov to the State Department today for talks expected to be dominated by the two countries' differences over Syria and Ukraine. Later in the morning, Lavrov will meet with President Donald Trump at the White House. This will be the first time Lavrov has visited Washington since 2013. Tillerson and Lavrov met in Moscow last month amid tensions over the U.S. bombing of a Syrian airfield after alleged chemical attacks by Syrian forces on civilians, including many children. The former U.S. Ambassador Alexander Vershbo, now with the Atlantic Council Research Institute, tells VOA the two men will have their work cut out for them. He said, on Syria, we both claim to be seeking the same thing, which is an end to the civil war and a transition to some kind of new government acceptable to all the people of Syria. But of course, he said, when you get down to details, we can't seem to agree on anything. U.S. Secretary General Antonio Guterres has condemned the killing of four peacekeepers in the Central African Republic following an attack on their convoy by suspected anti-Balaka militants. MINUSCA, the U.N. mission in the CAR, issued a statement Tuesday confirming the death of one Cambodian peacekeeper and later added it was deeply saddened to confirm that three of the four peacekeepers that were missing in action since yesterday's attack have been found dead. The convoy was attacked near Yogafungo village, more than 470 kilometers from the Central African country's capital of Bangui. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.